Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so he's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ask today. It is the 18th day of July, 2011. On this Monday edition, obviously gold has surged past $1,600 an ounce. In the middle of its historically dead period, the summer, there is all this diversionary talk about the debt ceiling, and I continue to get calls and emails saying, why aren't you talking more about it? Because as Ron Paul said a month ago, it is all rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We have signed on to the $1.5 quadrillion that we have been induced to sign on to by our terrorist politicians, financial terrorist politicians. And you could give the bankers all the wealth in the world. It wouldn't pay off a fraction. I mean, do you remember even what the Chinese talked about months ago? They said the United States has already technically defaulted on its debt. And that's what's happened with the QE1, QE2, now QE3. So we're going to be discussing that today. We're going to go over the economy. I told you Rick Perry was going to run for president. And his whole pledge that he wouldn't run was a pledge he always meant and intended to break. We're going to be going over that news as well. I haven't talked a lot about this. I've talked about it some. And yes, I will discuss it coming up. The fellow that heads up Bilderberg, major website, Bilderberg.org, Tony Gosling, great reporter. He's been following us closely from London. He'll be joining us in 30 minutes. The entire News Corps crises with two police chiefs, the police commissioner and the head of Scotland Yard having to resign the last 24 hours, the head of the News Corps in England, in the UK, arrested, as you know, over hacking people's phones to get news stories. And I think that's wrong, and they should get in trouble for it. But meanwhile, I've been following this for the last week, thinking the police would do something. Millionaire's six-year-old son dies after a mysterious accident at mansion where his father's lover was found hanging naked with her arms and legs bound. And the police are saying this is just like Pulitzer Prize winner Gary Webb's death, shot twice in the back of the head with a shotgun. They said that was quite normal for you to shoot yourself twice in the head, back of the head with a shotgun. Kind of like Fahmy Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, would rule that people that were chopped up and burned had done it to themselves. That's right, chop your arms and legs off. So this is what I said with Dominique Strauss-Kahn. I don't like him. He's a globalist. I hate their policies. But the fact that he would get busted for reported rape, that is suspicious. Then we learned Sarkozy had spies on him, announced he'd been arrested before he'd even been arrested, before it was even in the news, via their Twitter, his Karl Rove, his political hatchet guy did. And now we learn the whole thing was a fraud. So I'm just telling you, with this Rupert Murdoch deal, they are announcing emergency parliament session. Now, we've got good intel that they are currently planning to launch a war in Iran in September. And Bob Baer, the former top CIA officer in the Middle East, is saying that it's green-lighted, but that it could still be called off. Debka Files reporting that. We got a big report. We got that from Inside Bilderberg as well this year. Meanwhile, they're getting ready to launch all these new wars. They're getting ready to ground invade Libya. So Gaddafi finally got the word and is finally actually saying, yes, I may step down if I'm given a deal and allowed to leave. So I hope something's brokered with Iran. The word is their government may remove Ahmadinejad in the next month to avert this attack. The point is, we got bigger issues going on here than DSK and Rupert Murdoch and his reported dirty activities. But nevertheless, I will cover that. The economy, Rick Perry, five dead, an attack on Chinese police station, riots going on all over China. The globalists sell us China as this wonderful panacea. Truth is, it's teetering on the verge of collapse. The entire world is.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later in the third hour of the broadcast, we're going to perhaps show the video. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of a teen in San Francisco who didn't pay a $2 bus fare. And so the police shoot him, and he convulses and coughs up his lifeblood as the cops stand around him with guns. And it looks like that the San Francisco Police Department saying this is a good thing to do. Meanwhile, the foreign banks that rule this country have stolen at least $27 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money. And when we give them the money, we then have to pay interest on the money we give them and have our taxes raised for austerity and have basic services cut off and have the dollar devalued, which annihilates people on fixed income, Social Security, you name it. Nothing's going to happen to the bankers, at least at this juncture, because the public has been so conditioned. But I think we will show the video. Folks are listening going, I'm listening to you on the AM or FM dial. We simulcast all the show in live living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I will warn people when we play the video. But there he is, gunned down, unarmed, and then coughing up his lifeblood. Of course, a year and a half ago, you saw the footage in the San Francisco Bay Area of the youth pulled off the train because 30 minutes earlier a fight had been reported. Turned out it wasn't the right young people. And they're all sitting there on the ground, and they get him up, put him in handcuffs. He doesn't resist, and the officer shoots him in the back, pulls the gun out and shoots him in the back. It looked extremely deliberate. And then the police lied and said he'd fought them and attacked them. They thought they'd confiscated all the cell phone cameras, but somebody about 30 yards away in another train was able to shoot the whole incident. It was stopped. And the police tried to defend it at first, so there was riots. Then they gave the guy a couple years in jail, and he served less than a year, the police officer that engaged in the execution. This is the essence of living in a third world tyranny, where the police are basically violent video game fans or steroid admirers and are looking for a trophy. They're like deer hunters. And we've seen the quotes by police in the news more and more of, I love to hunt. I love to hunt humans. It's so much fun. I want to get some. So they go to the wrong house. It's a veteran. The wife says, honey, there's people around the windows. He gets his rifle, and they bust in and gun him down. And as he's flopping around dying, they go ahead and run up and shoot him a few more times and start squealing with delight because they're getting some. They're playing the video game, and it's so much fun. They go to the insurance salesman's house because the crackhead informant wants to get some money and fingers the wrong house. So the police raid the house looking for drugs openly shipped in by the U.S. government and big banks. And they go in the house, and the 67-year-old retired insurance salesman in a million-dollar house gets up out of his bed with a handgun. They kill him, and the police say, hey, it's good. This is America. This is what our country has turned into. And I was going to cover a bunch of other news, but watching that video right before the show was so horrific. Again, it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to watch the real world, not some simulated death that we've been conditioned to with all the violence on television, but the real deal. It is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, here's what's coming up today. We have Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, great reporter from England, joining us to break down the whole News Corp scandal now spreading to the United States with criminal investigations and Australia, not just the epicenter, the UK. UK Prime Minister calls for emergency session of Parliament over all this because, of course, he's knee-deep in with the Murkadoids, the Murdochoids. And we've got a headline, Scandal Grows at News Corp. The head of News Corp in England arrested. Scotland Yard head steps down reportedly in a bribery investigation. The head of the Metropolitan Police Commission, that's big, steps down. This is spreading. So there's some coup, counter-coup going on. Let me give you a news flash. This comes out in Hollywood all the time. In fact, it came out in a murder trial just a few years ago with one of L.A.'s biggest detectives, private detectives involved with the police and others, wiretapping folks. This is how business is done. You know, you look at the Fortune 500 or even the Fortune 100. What is it? Of the 100 biggest economies in the world, last time I checked, we can look it up, 54 of the 100 biggest economies are not countries. They're corporations. Walmart is bigger than most major countries. Of course, they have their own mercs. They have their own spies. They have their own operatives. And my issue here is, why'd they go after Dominique Strauss-Kahn when if you're a globalist in good standing, you can get away with murder? Why are they going after Murdoch now for some phone hacking, which is standard operating procedure for big Fortune 100 media companies? I mean, Lady Gaga's partner, right, the week after they signed their record deal, fell off a building. I'm sure it was suicide. Yeah. I mean, if you really live in the real world, this world is run by the ruthless. So I think the whole thing stinks to high heaven. I'm all for Rupert Murdoch to be punished. But first, they need to punish people like this guy, or it needs to be investigated. Let's find out whoever was behind this. Millionaire 6-year-old son dies after mysterious accident at mansion where his father's lover was found hanging naked. So first, the 6-year-old son falls down the stairs and then dies, conveniently, yesterday in the hospital. The 6-year-old son of a multi-millionaire pharmacological tycoon has died just days after his father's girlfriend was found dead, hanging naked from a balcony with her arms and legs bound. 2 days before Rebecca Nelipa's bizarre death, Max Shakanai, if I'm pronouncing that right, Shakanai, had fallen down the stairs of his father's historic mansion in Coronado in her care. He died at Randy Children's Hospital in San Diego yesterday. So this article is trying to kind of imply maybe she was involved, so that's why this happened to her. Medics and pharmaceutical chief executive Jonah Shakanai announced. And it goes on here in the articles. Again, son, girlfriend of CEO died after incidents at San Diego Mansion. And the police are saying they're not sure it's going to be a murder investigation, that she was naked, hanging from the front balcony in plain view of the house with her arms and legs tied. You know, there was a Palestinian professor here in Austin a few years ago who was found with his arms and legs duct tape, tortured, gutted, wrist slit. And I know because the imam called me about it. Later it came out in the news. The Austin police ruled it was suicide. That's right. Off the Congress Street Bridge, he reportedly gut himself, slit his wrist, and then with duct tape bound, his mouth, arms, and legs. And remember, Pulitzer Prize winner Gary Webb for Dark Alliance on CIA drug trafficking had a new book coming out, even documenting it further, and had told friends and family, and I talked to him a few months before, that he had a lot of stuff coming out. Would I help him build a website to even put all his documents out? And he had guys breaking in his house, so he was going to move. And then they shotgunned him twice in the back of the head. And the police, was that in Sacramento, the police ruled that he had killed himself. And they said it was quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the heads. But I'm digressing. I'm digressing. We've got Rick Perry growing more comfortable with the call from God and citizens for him to run for president. And I told you the word is he's going to announce coming up in a couple of weeks at that prayer meeting down in Houston. Of course, he'll drop the Christian evangelicals once he gets the nomination like a old shoe, to use the words of Jim Tucker. We told you 3.5 years ago in Endgame he'd be the 2012 nominee that Bilderberg wanted, because the Bilderberg group, to a great extent, runs the planet. They steer it. They're trying to totally run and dominate the planet. And we're attempting to point out that they bring the politicians, Bill Clinton, a year and a half before he ran for president from nowhere, backwater governor, boom, president. Tony Blair, nobody, member of parliament, is summoned to Bilderberg. Only a few politicians a year are summoned. And when they're summoned, you better believe they're on the fast track to be El Presidente or Prime Minister. And again, my issue with Rick Perry is, I'm going to cover this more later, but the point is he was for forced inoculations with the Merck Gardasil shot that admittedly killed people in trials and has killed them since and doesn't protect you from human papillomavirus. He pushed the whole NAFTA superhighway situation. He pushed that for the North American Union. He also, of course, was Al Gore's former campaign manager for the state of Texas in his presidential run, the first time when he ran against Bill Clinton in the early 90s for that nomination. Rick Perry pledged that he was not going to run for president and was going to stay and be Texas governor 6 months ago. He pledged when the whole time, and I knew it from insiders, he was planning to run, and we told you that was a fake pledge, and that he would break it. It's one thing to say, I pledge, and then, well, I'm breaking my pledge. Then read my lips, no new taxes, you can't be trusted. That's bad enough. But to knowingly put out a fake pledge and then say, oh, shucks, I'm the reluctant politician, you drug me here with wild horses. You drafted me. I'm going to do it. And in his statements yesterday to an Iowa newspaper, of course, he's like, I don't want to be president, but my wife and constituents and God want me to. And so I'm really thinking about it. I told you, he made that pledge to break it. At that time, he was not intending to not run for president. He was intending to play out this whole scripted baloney.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal
mind. Okay, before I get into the latest debt ceiling fracas, a diversion, showboating that's going on, I want to remind you that Ron Paul and many other economists, researchers, myself included, have pointed out that for at least 3 years, this country has been in an irreconcilable financial position. We have been maneuvered to a point where we have been signed on by our traitorous politicians to $1.5 quadrillion, $1,500 trillion, $600 plus trillion of that, the Washington Post even admits, supposedly owed by the American people. The other 900 trillion or so is owed by the other nations run by the very same six global megabanks that are the New World Order. They're the groups that run it, finance it, set up global standardization, Agenda 21, carbon taxes, everything. They run the show. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citibank. They are the people that run the entire show. Bank of England. And they have their private holding companies, their front companies, their shell corporations, Federal Reserve, IMF, World Bank. Now, continuing. Remember this article. There was a whole bunch of them. Times of London, AP. This happens to come out of USA Today. Headline from May 10th. China says the U.S. is already defaulting on its debt. And the Chinese say, we don't care if you raise your debt ceiling. We don't care if you sell more treasury bonds. We're not going to buy them because you're devaluing the dollar. And a day after China said that, Bernanke came out and said, no, we are not going to have QE3. Now, last week he said, yes, we're going to do it. They're still printing at record pace. Of course they're going to have QE3. This is the massive tax increase without even passing tax increases. And by the way, they're in the news today saying the average tax rate will be really 70%. That's in the Wall Street Journal under what Obama is proposing. But again, the big mega banks and their subsidiaries like Google and GE, they pay 0 to 2.4. That was in even MSNBC this weekend. 0 to 2.4. You're like, well, they individually pay. No, they don't, because they all work for subsidiaries that are offshore, based in countries like Luxembourg and Ireland and others where they've written the rules where they're exempt. That's why all these big billionaires are on TV every day saying, we'll fix the economy, raise taxes, get the rich people. They say, I'm rich, I'm Warren Buffett. Get me, raise taxes, when he fully knows he's exempt from it all. And the average working person says, well, get that rich guy, yeah. Get people making $125,000 individually, quarter million collectively in a household. And that will further kill the economy. I mean, look, Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in one bracket, by, what, 38% in the other bracket, and tax receipts doubled. They know that. California, when they raise taxes, know it's going to put the country into bankruptcy. That's what the banksters want. They're ruthless. But here it is, USA Today. Forget the debt ceiling debate. The U.S. is already in default, a Chinese rating agency claims. There you go. What did Ron Paul say a month ago and again last week? It's all a diversion. Okay, they're going to raise the debt ceiling so that the U.S. will, quote, sign on to the money the Federal Reserve orders the Treasury to print and the ones and zeros they order to be put in the big six megabanks coffers, which they then loan out to us. And the government, for the right to have the banks create new money, because they took over that power in 1913 from the traitorous Congress, Federal Reserve Act, then we pay interest and the tax increases to them. And then the austerity, where they cut the basic services but raise the taxes because everything has to go to the, quote, too big to fail. There's another article out today where 70%+ of the debts worldwide are owed by the six banks themselves, 70%+. In some countries, like Iceland, it's over 90. In Greece, it's over 90. In Ireland, it's over 90. But globally, I've got the article here, 70-something. I forget the exact number. 70%+ admittedly owed by them. And guess what? They also own 70%, control 70%+ of bank deposits worldwide. All the bank deposits, all the real estate, all the money wouldn't pay for a fraction of the $1.5 quadrillion. Quadrillion. They're debating $14 trillion in debt. They're debating all this. They're just maneuvering us. They already put the debt ceiling up 4 months ago. They're already announcing QE3. There'll be QE4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 until that dollar isn't even worth the paper it's written on. A dollar will soon be worth what a penny is. The dollar, since 1913, has already lost 98% of its buying value. Well, now they're getting rid of those last few pennies of value, robbing everyone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. we are here live Central. Okay, we're going to Tony Gosling, great reporter from Bilderberg.org. He's been popping in a lot of international television, giving his inside breakdown from his sources on what's really behind the whole News Corp scandal in England. Then I'm getting back into gold above 1600 as debt default fears simmer. The bankster threatened to get rid of U.S. Credit rating. That's a complete fraud. We're already have already defaulted. That's all coming up. Silver going above $40 an ounce because the banksters are signaling dollar devaluation. That is all coming up. Wayne Paul, himself a CPA, and of course, brother of Ron Paul, will be joining us coming up at the middle of the second hour. We'll also have open phones coming up in the second hour and a ton of news. Military news, CIA veteran Robert Baer predicts September is Israel-Iran war. It is all coming up. But right now, I want to bring on air former researcher for BBC London, reporter for BBC Wiltshire Sound, helped establish Eye Contact Video Network and Eco Village Network UK. Since 2009, he's produced and presented Friday Drive Time, the weekly politics show on Bristol Community FM, which gives a provincial perspective on the news of Britain and around the world. Bilderberg.org is his website. I would say he's best known for doing great work reporting on the corrupt ruling fascistic class controlling our planet. But I wanted to get Tony on because this whole News Corps situation is exploding, and I want to get his take on why this is happening. We're not saying Rupert Murdoch's a good guy, but this is par for the course activity for a lot of big Fortune 100 media companies. Why is this happening now? If you're in favor of the globalist, if you're in good standing, you can literally engage in any type of mayhem you wish. AP, UK Prime Minister calls for emergency session of Parliament over this. Of course, you know, yesterday the head of Scotland Yard had to step down reportedly with a bribery investigation. The head of News Corps in England, Rebecca Brooks, has been arrested over the weekend. Murdoch ran in there last week to meet with her and obviously get their story straight. Continuing also now, this morning, the head of the Metropolitan Police, the police commissioner, also resigned, and this goes right up to Cameron, and that's why he's acting like he's investigating the whole thing. Joining us is reporter Tony Gosling. Tony, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay, what's the inside baseball? What's the inside cricket on this, or the inside soccer? What's the intel you got? I mean, I want to get into the scandal, but why is this happening now?
Well, just to let you know, we've just heard in the last hour or so that the number, not only the number one policeman in Britain resigned yesterday, but we've also had the number two resign as well, just literally within the last hour or so. So Sir Paul Stevenson resigned yesterday about 7 p.m. our time, and literally just this afternoon we've had his number two, who's the head of counterterrorism for the entire country, resign today. He resigned because they were threatening him basically with suspension, and that's John Yates. So we've had a really totally unprecedented situation. I don't think ever in history Britain's two top policemen resigned within 24 hours. It's absolutely astounding, and it's just kind of as I predicted in a way, because last week I was saying that this investigation is now moving away from News International for a while, from the Rupert Murdoch empire, and now is looking at the police handling of the whole affair, because the Metropolitan Police have had information about corruption at News International for something like 7 or 8 years, sitting on their books.
Yeah, at least 2005 is what major papers are reporting.
Yeah, so why haven't they acted on that? That's the question. And, you know, this was clearly not a small little bit of phone hacking that was going on of royal telephones, which is the way they wanted it to appear. And what's happened, of course, is all these policemen have sat down together and say, well, do you think we want to investigate ourselves? And then they've decided not to. So that's why this is really starting to unfold. It's like a dam breaking, Alex. You know, they've been trying to put little bits of wood to prop the thing up for the last 6 or 7 years, and finally, there's no way they're going to prop it up anymore, because the truth is coming out now. We've got some decent police on this Operation Weeting doing a proper investigation. I mean, we just heard also that other newspapers, there's been police raids at other tabloid newspapers like the Daily Star, for example, and the police are really going for it now, it seems. And of course, that means that those police that are basically corrupt and have refused to investigate this in the past, or have only done partial investigations, that they've got prima facie evidence of criminal activity which they've not acted on, those were the guys who are now in the frame too. They're in the dock, most definitely. And I don't think that these two police, and let's not forget also that John Yates, the top counterterrorism policeman in Britain. So it raises all sorts of questions about the way he's handled all the fallout from the 7/7 London bombings, and the police handling of terrorism generally in Britain is now also under question, because it's been shown that Yates has basically moved around the whole issue and made sure that the embarrassing questions being asked about why he hasn't been pursuing the phone hacking have come home to roost. So absolutely crisis at the Metropolitan Police right now. The question is, who is actually going to be a credible person to take over? And I think there's a real problem here, because we've just heard announced within the last 10-15 minutes that the person person who's taking over from Yates, the head of the counterterrorism unit, is Cressida Dick. Now, you may never have heard of Cressida Dick, this lady policeman, but she was the one who was promoted after her botched operation, which led to the death of the Brazilian electrician Jean-Charles de Menezes and the London Underground Tube, where just after the 7/7 London bombings, Menezes was basically assassinated by what looks like a kind of SAS unit attached to the Metropolitan Police. And Cressida Dick presided over the killing of Jean-Charles de Menezes. So it looks to me as if we're going to have another crisis when it's decided that she is not necessarily the best person to be in charge of counterterrorism.
Sure.
Her big badge of honor is a massive botched operation.
So you're saying, or an operation that went quite well to get rid of a witness, they said he ran when they shot him. The truth is they sat on him, squatted on him, and unloaded their clips into his head and chest, making sure they got rid of that.
Well, he really, I think the people who did that actually really did believe that this guy was a terrorist. But Cressida Dick, it was her on her watch that it all happened. She was gold commander on that operation. And Peter Power was the guy that brought in, this is the 7/7 chap, who was the guy that brought in this bronze, silver, gold commander system, which there have been a lot of questions over at the Metropolitan Police.
That's right. He was the former spokesman of Scotland Yard. He went on ITN that day during the bombings, right after them, and said, it's quite remarkable. We had a drill of the exact same bus and exact same trains at the exact same locations at the exact same time. It's quite incredible.
Yeah, he's a bit of a sort of spooky figure. You can imagine him kind of waltzing across the screen in some kind of 1970s horror film, I think. You know, he's a very strange character. There's also a lot of criticism of John Yates and Sir Paul Stevenson, who was the chief of the Metropolitan Police, who was on yesterday, for actually hiring what turned out to be basically crooks into the public relations department at Scotland Yard. So, Alex, this is really unfolding now, and I don't think, I mean, there are big cracks appearing in the dam, and it hasn't actually finished breaking yet. This has got a long way to go still.
Okay, well, listening to you, Tony, I know you're right there in England and are a journalist and know a lot of these players, so I respect your view on this. And I agree this should all be investigated. My problem is, as you were just alluding to, it's like shark teeth. You get the head of Scotland Yard, you get the police commissioner and others having to step down reportedly because of the cover-up, and then into their place rolls another row of people that are just as unsavory. And so that's the issue here. We know that they've known for at least 6.5-7 years about this, and that it goes a lot deeper than just phone hacking. The information that's come out is that they have MI5, MI6, and local police spying on members of parliament to then use dirt on them for blackmail. That's the inside baseball that I've been told, but I didn't want to go public.
And MI6, Alex. This is private investigators who are actually, some of them are maybe ex-police or ex-security services. But they
contractors, mercenaries.
The same legal rights as the security service do. I don't think, most people don't have a problem with having a kind of official spy agency that actually does see as its role national security to make sure.
But Tony, my point is, just to interject.
People are not like that. They are actually just private hired guns who've been hired by News International to do something criminal.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is it's come out multiple times in the last few years, over and over again, that MI5 has been spying on members of parliament. And so that was the issue I was raising. Now, let's go back to the New York Post. That's also owned by Murdoch. It's come out. That was his big flagship New York paper till he got the Wall Street Journal, that the Page Six would basically threaten to print dirt about people unless they got money. And so we've seen those scandals. What I'm asking you is, you say that it's much worse than just phone hacking, Tony. Are the allegations that it's blackmail? Or can you tell us if the rabbit hole starts with the phone hacking and you're saying this is just the beginning of the dam breaking, what else is behind the dam?
Well, certainly there's now also evidence that live phone calls have been illegally listened into by rich and powerful people. There's quite a lot of evidence coming out that private information has been got by blaggers. And, of course, what David Cameron is trying to do, because let's not forget, we've got the Prime Minister in the frame here too, because he hired Andy Coulson, who was the editor of the News of the World at the time all this was going on.
Sure, he's involved.
To be his private helper with regards to the press, his press secretary. through, right the way through the run-up to the last year's election campaign and right up till recently when Coulson resigned. I mean, you know, this is... I don't know if you realise, but actually Cameron is at the moment out in South Africa, which is a weird place. I mean, I just get alarm bells ringing in my head. What, you know, Cameron must be sitting out in South Africa saying, oh my God, what am I doing here? You know, I need to be back home to try and control this crisis. And I wonder whether there's it's ironic, isn't it, that there is also this skeleton in David Cameron's closet that back in 1991, at least if you go to Peter Eyre's blog, I don't know if you know that, but he's a former NATO intelligence chap, Peter Eyre's blog explains that Cameron, before he became Prime Minister, before he became leader of the Conservative Party, did a little deal with Arms Corps in South Africa who had 10 nuclear weapons that they wanted to get rid of, and three of those nuclear weapons, apparently by Cameron, were sold in order to raise money for the Conservative Party. Now, this sounds incredible, but if you go to Peter Eyre's blog, Eyre, you'll see the whole story there. Three nuclear weapons lost. And he
No, I remember that, and it wasn't Israel involved in the background, too?
That's right, absolutely right, Alex. Yeah, you don't miss a trick. And
there was also race-specific bioweapons associated with another subgroup, but sorry.
So I imagine that David Cameron, out in South Africa today, is just literally trembling in his boots. He's wondering, when is my criminal activity going to come home here, and when are people going to find out that actually maybe there's more to this story to come?
And, well, Tony, that's where I was going next, and you're starting to get there. Blackmail, nuclear weapons. We know David Cameron hanging out with Gaddafi, groups that finance him, British arms producers, some of the biggest sellers of really high-tech weapons that our troops will be facing, and British troops if they do go in the next 2 months into Libya unless Gaddafi stands down. So that's what I'm saying. Why did this break now? If the other power structures in the UK...
I can tell you why it broke now, and it's amazing how this stuff happens. About 2 weeks ago, the Guardian newspaper published a story about a girl called Millie Dowler who was murdered, and it came out in the evidence that Nick Davis, this investigative journalist, a brilliant guy who wrote a book called Flat Earth News. He's probably the best investigative journalist in the country, based down in Brighton. And he put this story in The Guardian a couple of weeks ago about Millie Dowler and how her phone was hacked into by Glenn Mulcair for the News of the World. Now, what happened when her phone was hacked into, she'd been murdered. And what it meant that, her phone was actually full up. Her voicemail messages were full up. And what Mulcair was doing was actually deleting this murdered girl's phone messages so that he could pick up more information from other people who were worried about her. That story absolutely appalled the nation. And it's really accelerated this whole phone hacking scandal to the proper proportion. Because, it was a big attempt by the Murdoch Empire and by the Metropolitan Police to cover it up back 6 or 7 years ago. And what's happened, like I said, that dam has been kind of building ever since. And finally, it's gone at last. You know, so at least more people are realizing just how disgusting this was. Hacking into the phones of the victims of the 7/7.
And so, so this is how they got Al Capone was on tax evasion, not the murders. And clearly the police cover up, the bribes now coming out.
You've got an establishment in Britain. I don't know, you know, how these things really work, but you've got a big establishment, which is not necessarily, it's generally right-leaning conservative, but many people in the Conservative Party are not happy at all with the example that David Cameron is making as a Conservative Prime Minister. I don't think that he has really won the hearts and minds of the Conservative Party in his first year or so in office, and so they are quite happy, I think, now to see him elbowed out of the way. And I think ultimately that will be the result of this crisis, that we see the Prime Minister being forced to resign as well, and possibly even a general election. I mean, Cameron has been fighting to have these four-year fixed-term parliaments, and now we know why. It's because he's been standing on very, very fragile ground. So, I mean, quite how it all pans out is impossible to see, but I certainly think that the next person to be in the frame when he arrives back at Heathrow Airport from his little, nice little trip to South Africa is David Cameron.
He's probably down there checking on his bank accounts, isn't he?
Well, I bet he's sitting out there wondering, well, maybe I should just not go back to Britain and buy a nice house out here in South Africa and just enjoy the rest of my life on the beach, and maybe Britain is not the place for me.
Now, again, Tony Gosling is a former BBC researcher, has a radio show in England. His information has always been proven to be very accurate and well-researched, and wow, this really fleshes things out here.
Yeah, because Cameron has been saying, and I'll quote him now, that the reason that Sir Paul Stevenson resigned is because it has a, his role in this whole affair has a direct bearing on public confidence in the police. Now, this is a funny thing to say, because David Cameron's decision to employ Andy Coulson, who was the editor of the News of the World, while all these horrendous criminal activities were going on, which nobody would have bought the paper if they knew this kind of way, but this is the way they were getting stories.
Well, that's my point, is that Cameron is a protege, not just of Bilderberg, but also of Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch's full empire has been behind him, and here he is hiring the head of the paper to work for him. I mean, he is right in the middle of this.
Yes, and all the last year or so, since Cameron was elected, he's been having regular meetings every couple of weeks with the chief executives of the news various parts of the News International Empire. So he has not realised. I mean, many of us could see this coming. When Andy Coulson was appointed to be his press secretary in the run-up to the general election, people were scratching their heads thinking, is Cameron blind? What is going on here? Because this guy is like a little ticking time bomb sitting in number 10 Downing Street. And that, I'm afraid that time bomb is going off right now.
Yeah, this is a Nixonian to the mass, to the max, and the fact that he's run off to South Africa, the fact that all these different police chiefs are stepping down, that the head of News Corps in the UK has been arrested over the weekend, the fact that they're opening up investigations in the United States and Australia. I'm going to talk about what this means for Rupert Murdoch.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardSuits.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardSuits.com. www.HardSuits.com.
We're getting into gold at an all-time record high above $1,600 an ounce. Silver surging past 40 coming up at the start of the next hour. Then brother of Ron Paul, anti-globalist, great patriot in his own right. Wayne Paul will be joining us to talk about the presidential run and more coming up in about T-minus 40 minutes from now. Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org will be with us for 5 minutes into the next hour, that little five-minute segment. Before we go any further, Bilderberg West, as they call it, Bohemian Grove, is in full swing. We're getting a lot of information from inside and outside that I'll be covering in the next few days. If you want to get my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, it has another film on the same DVD, an updated one, The Order of Death, to understand the mindset of these people. This is normally $24.95. It's $19.95. And you get Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, excellent film by Jason Burmis, along the same lines, but looking at the whole geopolitical ramifications and how they use sex, blackmail, and the rest of it on them, free, and Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, free. This is running to the end of the month. Best deal I've ever offered. They just get better and better. I want to get the word out, and your purchase supports the broadcast. A film, a free book, and two films. So three films and a book, $19.95. It's the Bohemian Grove, buy one, get two free. It's a really good deal available at Infowars.com, the Bohemian Grove special at Infowars.com, or call 888-253-3139. Now, former BBC researcher, British radio talk show host, investigator, Tony Gosling is our guest for the rest of the short segment, the next little short segment. Tony, there's so many facets to cover, but how is this going to affect Murdoch? Because you can see this is imploding fast, and yeah, I smell blood.
To be honest with you, Alex, I think Murdoch's empire in Britain is really crumbling as we speak. That's going to be over, I think, maybe even within a month or something, because what's happened is he's got absolutely no credibility, and this is one of the things that you do actually need if you're going to get people to buy your newspapers and certainly pay to view on the internet, is you need to have some credibility. That is all crumbling around him. He's been even putting adverts in his own newspapers today to try and convince the readers that what they're reading is in some way useful or true or unbiased. But let me tell you, on the page 3 of the Times today, he's got a statement which is from the resignation speech of Sir Paul Stevenson, and he's selected extracts from it. And the most important thing that Sir Paul Stevenson said, which was criticising David Cameron himself, has been omitted from those extracts. So you can see the kind of people we're dealing with News International. Propagandists, pure propagandists. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if Murdoch's empire within, a month or so has just completely crumbled and disappeared here in Britain. One of the rules we have is that you've got to be a fit and proper person to run one of these big news companies. And I think he's proving beyond any shadow of a doubt that he's not a fit and proper person to do that.
Well, let me expand on that briefly.
All eyes in Britain are going to be on something tomorrow, which is called the Culture, Media and Sports Committee, which is where three people from News International, Rebecca Brooks, who's now been arrested and has been bailed, as well as Rupert Murdoch himself and James Murdoch, are all due to appear there tomorrow. So I imagine millions of eyes across the world will have their eyes on that. And what we're talking about here is a kind of epic struggle. It's like the Vatican versus the Crown here. Two big power networks. One is the British Parliament, and the other one is the Murdoch Empire. Absolutely daggers drawn in that culture, media, and sports.
And News Corp has a lot of dirt on the royal family and others they've been keeping. And so I wouldn't count Murdoch out yet. And I'll say this, just like I said with Dominic Strauss-Kahn, I don't like him. But the whole way that went down was suspicious, and now it's come out it was a setup. And all I'm saying, Tony, is I respect your view on this, and you're probably right. But at the same time, why are they going after Murdoch now? Is it that he was overshadowing the BBC and the state-run propagandist on that end? Was it that he was attempting to upset completely the old guard? I mean, sure, I believe the dirt's there, and it's a lot deeper than what they're saying. But why is it being brought out now? Back in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.